Tomorrow's World Magazine, January-February 2025 issue. Commentary: A Sign of God's Creation by Jonathan McNair. Even the winter gives God glory. Article begins. Cultures around the world have long viewed the shortest day of the year, December 21st or 22nd in the Northern Hemisphere, and June 20th or 21st in the Southern, as a day for special ceremony and celebration. As the Christmas season, filled with the trappings of modern materialism cloaking ancient paganism, recedes into our memories, it is easy to have a negative view of the winter solstice season now behind us. From A to Z, the winter solstice has played a pivotal part in pagan religious practices throughout history. From the Amaterasu festival in medieval Japan, celebrating the re-emergence of the sun goddess from her cave, to the Zimasvitki festival in ancient Latvia, honoring the birth of Dievs, the supreme god of Latvian mythology. Pagan worship of and on the winter solstice is condemned by Scripture. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. However, if we view the wonders of God's creation in the way He intends us to, we can consider what the Apostle Paul wrote and allow this time of the year to help us appreciate one of the many wonderful things the true God has done. Paul wrote that since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. Romans 1, verse 20. Subhead: The World Needs to Chill. The winter solstice itself has no Christian religious significance. It simply marks a key point in the wondrous procession of the seasons God has created. For those of us living in temperate climates where we have grown accustomed to the change of seasons, it would be difficult to imagine an autumn without the changing colors of the leaves, or a spring without newly budding flowers. But there is more. In the colder regions of the temperate zones, many of the plants God created need the cold winter temperatures. Many require the process of vernalization, in which plants or seeds, in order to blossom or germinate in the spring, must endure a prolonged period of cold, measured in what are called chill hours, quote-unquote. Apples generally require the most chill hours, and apricots, peaches, nuts, and berries also require a certain number of chill hours to produce their fruit. For these plants, the short, cold days of winter are necessary. And how about that maple syrup you love to pour on your waffles in the morning? Without the winter cold, followed by the beginning of spring, that golden sweet nectar would not flow. Where my family and I used to live, we looked forward to the time when the nights were still below freezing, but the days warmed up to just a bit above that mark. When that happened, our maple trees were ready to be tapped. With just a little bit of work, the buckets of sap were full and ready to be boiled down to that delicious reward. None of these gems of God's creation would be possible without the change of seasons. And yes, the winter solstice is part of it. How sad it is that so many deceived people have observed the occasion with fear and superstition. Many of our ancestors were so afraid that their world would descend into darkness that they felt compelled to worship the sun rather than the God who created it. With this in mind, God told the Israelites, "Do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King." Jeremiah 10, verses 1 through 4, and verse 10. From Amaterasu to Zimasvetki, millions before us, blinded by Satan's deception, exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. Romans 1, verse 25. How sad it is that, in varied ways, much of this same deception continues today. If you would like to know more about God's true holy days, which honor Him and reveal His plan for humanity, read our booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan. It will open your eyes to the plan that the Creator of our universe has set in motion for all of mankind. End of article. Read by William Williams,